Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
So, to start this hour out, we're going to continue on a similar thread. Mark, you were talking about the government trying to reduce obesity, childhood obesity, by increasing the carbohydrate counts in their government school food programs.
Bad idea.
Turns out that didn't work, and that led to another discussion about getting kids out of government schools because it is just absolutely, it's worse than it's ever been. I mean, it's been bad because it's government school, and government school's just generally bad. I mean, they don't have an incentive to achieve anything great. They get paid whether they do a good job or a bad job, so it really doesn't matter. And so their budgets go up year after year either way. And now they're going to probably be asking for, or demanding, because they don't ask, demanding even more money, given that now there's going to be socially distance learning going on, where kids won't be able to be sitting next to one another.
We're going to educate fewer kids, fewer days of the week,
and
charge
more. Are schools even big enough for this nonsense?
No. They're going to have to build bigger schools.
Right, and nothing in our society has been built for social distancing. I mean, you know, social distancing is a new idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Well,
It is an antisocial idea, as I explained in my speech this weekend at the Mask Freedom event, which, by the way, the highlights from those speeches are now up over at freekeen.com. So if you want to see, I would say, most of Nobody's speech and most of my speech, they're there, but still highlights version. I did post Nobody's full speech as well on the Freekeen YouTube channel. But if you go to freekeen.com, you can see about a 22, 23-minute summary, basically, of all the speeches from the day. And so I wanted to share this story I've been holding on to for about a week now, because apparently some of the schools here in New Hampshire are already back.
Yeah.
It's mid-August here, and they're back to class.
It's mid-August everywhere in the United States.
Yeah, but it's like...
Thank you, Mark.
For me, though, I don't remember going back to class as early as some of these kids do.
No, I didn't either. Yeah. We went back to school maybe the 30th, 29th...
The very end of...
August. Yeah. But, I mean, my mother was shocked that they didn't wait until after Labor Day, which is, right, isn't that the first something in September?
It's the first weekend in, September usually. So here's the story from the Foster's Daily Democrat, which is a newspaper on the seacoast of New Hampshire.
I wonder who they're going to endorse for president.
Typical first day nerves and iron back-to-school dresses mixed with cautious optimism and face masks Tuesday at Maple Street Magnet School. He's starting kindergarten in the middle of a pandemic, Kaylee Schutz said, tears around her eyes moments after wishing her five-year-old son Mason well on his first day.
Can we reflect on the fact that somebody is starting kindergarten in the middle of a pandemic and they think that a little piece of fabric over their face is going to save them from this? Or, to be more accurate, little pieces of fabric on the faces of everyone else is going to save them. How about if you want to be a responsible parent and you believe this pandemic crap is real and a threat to you and your child's health, keep your kid at home.
Well, I don't see
any justification for being this hysterical about COVID-19 and sending your children to public schools.
Well, it comes back to what Mark said before. It's
we don't know how hysterical she is.
She could just be crying because it's his first day at school, and, you know, moms are like that.
A variety of things. I mean, I agree with your premise, right? Sure. You either think that this is a big deal or you don't, and if you do, what you think the government made this problem, they're not going to fix it. So
let me go to Jones Inc. before we get deeper into the story here. He's on our lines on the Discord server. Go ahead, Jones.
Well, I want to talk about what exactly is going on. I know a few weeks ago you guys talked about this pajama ban at a school in Illinois, I believe.
This is for the online learning?
Yeah, for the online learning.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually researched this school because I was curious and I was like, what are they doing? Well, that's not the big story coming out of this school. They're actually super racist in this school. This is an inner city school, and they actually don't hire white people.
Okay.
So there's a lawsuit coming out right now. It's like some $8 million, I think. It was from what I've read. And it's basically a civil rights violation because these people wouldn't hire Caucasians.
What is the percentage of students at the school who are white?
It's majority African-American.
It would make sense to me for a school that is majority black to have teachers that are at least majority black.
That sounds like I get the idea of having, you know, similar demographics and that sort of thing, but mm-hmm. Let's remember that if you forced this scenario from the outside, it would be the most abjectly racist thing that whatever government agency that enforced it could ever possibly do. You can't hire, you must have black teachers.
Mm-hmm. And I don't get why you can't just hire the person best for the job. That makes more sense to me.
Well, it could very well be that their ability to reach students on a level that these students can relate to is a core part of being a teacher.
Well, it goes farther than just teachers. It goes basketball coaches, security, and janitors from what I've read.
Sure. All of whom play a role in shaping the students at schools. I just don't see an issue with this.
Yeah, I really don't care, ultimately, because why would I want to go work at a place that doesn't want to have me? This I've never understood. Why is it that people make such a big deal about, well, so-and-so won't hire me because I'm a woman or because I'm a man or because I'm a this or that? And it's like, okay, well, why would you want to work for that person anyway? If you could go in
just
there
take
now...
the damn cake.
Right, if you could go in there now and force this person to hire you, is this really going to be a fun job to work at now that you forced them to hire you?
It's probably not, but it does show that teacher is a desirable job to have. And
sure, you don't have to work like a good chunk of the year.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And you know, the media negotiated wages
well.
And
the
all
Benny.
That stuff.
Yeah,
so
Benny.
It's desirable. On the other hand, it also shows that, hey, people make stupid statements about race all the time, one of which being, you know, well, we're not going to hire white people or something.
Well, it also goes to show how, like, I don't think that this school wants what's best for the students, and it really has its own, view or look in mind.
Well, it could be.
But you said they don't want what's best for the students.
Well, because you look at this and, like, wouldn't you think logically that you would hire the best person for the job?
Again, I mean, you're ignoring the point that I made, which is that it could be that, you know, the affluent white person coming into the school is not the best person for the job because they have no ability to reach the students.
They can't connect.
Well,
they don't. They're not
guys,
from there.
I got it. A school should be able to hire whom it wishes. But when you're talking about a government school, do you think it should be able to discriminate based on race?
There's no. We don't know if that's what's actually going on here, right?
Well, that's exactly
it. It is. I can say yes, it is. And
okay.
The lawsuit is pretty much finalized.
So have they made some sort of statement?
Listeners can go and look up the lawsuit if they want to get facts.
Well, we haven't got any information about which school or where this is.
If somebody wants to call in, we can only take the premise that they provide. And the premise that...
Well, no, we can't. We can, you know, say poke holes in the premise. And so are you saying that the school actually specifically has announced that they will not hire anyone but black people?
Oh, but So I have insider information. I'm not going to tell you who I am or whatever, but it's I know people inside the school district, relatives,
mm-hmm.
and yes, this is going on, and I can tell you it's highly been documented, and there is a lawsuit going on.
Well, I mean, if they have what they
know, the school did not come out and say that they will not hire white teachers.
That's what I said. But
it would be highly unwise to do such a thing.
Right, because then there would be an actual case. And
but
in this
if
case,
you had a school that only hired white people and turned down a whole bunch of black people that made applications and stuff, mm-hmm. that would be considered evidence in a case. So if the opposite is true...
How many black teachers do they have at Kane High?
I don't know. I don't. How would I possibly
it's probably
know the
zero.
Answer to that?
Yeah, but Arya, how many black teachers applied?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to those things. But let us know how this lawsuit goes, Jones, because, you know, if they've got evidence for it, then, well, we know government bureaucracies have these things called affirmative action where they demand that a certain percentage of people be this color and that color. And, of course, libertarians tend to be against things like affirmative action. But then again, we're also against government schools, period. Let the market decide. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Kids going back to school. And it is not the same as it has ever been. Man, it is So sad what's happening to these poor kids out there, especially the ones that never knew anything else. They're talking about...
It will be. They're normal.
This is. Yeah. This is. They're talking about a kid here in this story from the seacoast of New Hampshire. You know, he's 5 years old. He just went to school for the very first time in this COVID insane world. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
And I want you to know about Bitcoin.com. You can go there to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. That is a great site to go and learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com. But it's more than that. If you're not brand new to cryptocurrency, you can go and get the latest news headlines there over on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. They've got some really cool features there, and I've just scratched the surface on the site. It's a pretty deep site with a lot of content. Bitcoin.com. They're talking here with a mom, Kaylee Shute. She's sending her son off for the very first day of school. And this is normally an emotional moment for a mom, right? Because, you know, moms, they the whole letting the bird out of the nest thing, right? The little bird or whatever. It's a sad day. Sort of going to school is sort of that first step of getting out of the nest, right? They're leaving your arms for the first time ever.
Somebody else's.
It's an emotional. Learn dependence on government.
Yeah, and obedience. And oh boy, is the obedience cranked up to 11 now that they've got all the social distancing guidelines and the masks all required. And she says she's got a daughter who will attend elementary school when the rest of Rochester's public schools resume September 3rd. But her son said, she says he's excited and I don't want to deprive him. You can't let the pandemic keep you from doing what your kids need to do to learn and grow.
Well, I think that is a proper attitude, right?
But like, that's not what she's doing. She's not helping her child grow. She's stunting his social growth by sending him to a place where so-called social distancing is the rule and is the norm. That is not good for growth.
Sure, but she thinks otherwise.
That's true. She's been brainwashed.
Well, most of
she thinks she's going to protect her son from killing her grandmother or something like that by following all these completely arbitrary rules, which of course...
I think that's the worst part about this, is there's a lot of grandparents in this country right now that are separated from their kids for the silliest of reasons.
Yeah, it's awful.
I mean, look at the amount of cases in your county. The chances are slim that you're... that the person you love the most in this world is going to pass off some virus to you.
Yep. But out of fear, they won't be giving their own grandchildren hugs now. Got to stay away from your own grandchildren.
That is the worst part of this.
It's one.
I mean, cortisol kills. Stressed out people have higher levels of cortisol. I mean, Americans could very well be dying from the cure, not the disease.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true, especially when you look at suicide numbers on the increase.
Drug and alcohol addiction
absolutely.
Rates.
Absolutely. They're
suicide
going up.
Suicide rates, yeah. Depression rates, anxiety rates. Yeah.
But if it only saves one life... Oh, wait, no, people have already killed themselves, so... That didn't work. The small K-5 public school became the first in New Hampshire to resume in-person instruction amid the COVID-19 pandemic when it welcomed students back on Tuesday. This was last week, not yesterday. I'm so glad to see you, Dr. Erin Mahoney, Maple Street's principal, said as she and the staff air high-fived the masked students.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Yeah. And helped them practice social distancing while they entered the school. So make sure you stay in. Remember lines in school? They always had lines, right? You had to wait in the line for whatever the hell it was. Well, now you've got to wait.
Training us to deal with the DMV.
Yeah, now you've got to wait in an even longer line.
DMV training.
That is 6 times as long as it was previously. The school welcomed back roughly 3/4 of their 110 students on Tuesday, according to district officials, in accordance with the district's full-time in-person instruction plan. The remainder of students have relayed they plan to utilize their remote learning option, online programs, through the Exeter-based nonprofit Virtual Learning Academy Charter School. Blah, blah, blah. We're really excited to have students back, and we're looking forward to having a really positive and exciting year, said the assistant superintendent in a phone interview. In addition to Shute, several other parents, both of new Maple Street students and returning students, said after dropping their kids off Tuesday, they were nervous about the potential risks associated with reopening schools. But like Shute, they said...
The student said this?
The parents.
Parents.
Okay. They said they did so because they believed doing so would be the best option for their children. Shute said, quote, I feel like the kids are pros at this point. She said about her kids' ability to follow social distancing and hygiene protocols. So they've been indoctrinated pretty good for a five-month period, so they're pros. They're ready to go back to school. Other parents said the decision was out of her control because the district's reopening plan provides only a fully in-person or fully remote option. She said, I didn't have another choice. This is not a choice. I really had it all.
You did have a choice.
And what's that?
Not sending your kid to government school.
Not having kids.
Well, there was that choice.
You can't undo the choice, though. Like, now you got the kid. What do you do?
Well, and as Libertarian Sammy in our DLive chat points out, she says, unfortunately, single moms can't just stay home. I wish I could, she says.
Yeah, you've got to, in that case, it makes it much more difficult. When you don't live with somebody who can do some caretaking, it's basically school is the only option. The question is, how are you going to pay for it? And the government robs us every day with this, for this huge tax burden. And that makes it difficult for parents to pay to send their kids elsewhere. Homeschooling's cheap, but you got to make a living.
Lauder, who's an independent esthetician, said the homeschool program, or not homeschool, but the school-at-home program, let's call it that, remote learning, won't work for her because she has to reopen her business, Inspired Skincare, in downtown Dover to provide for her family. She was previously relying on the enhanced unemployment benefits that have now ended and a deferment in her mortgage payments. She said she's unsure what the future holds because the pandemic will reduce her client load and add risk due to the fact that her clients can't wear masks while they receive their treatments.
Ian isn't all creepy the way he says it, though, Mark.
Lauder cried at several points during the drop-off Tuesday, said she'd likely start crying again once she got to her car. Despite that, she said there's a key factor helping calm her fears and making her more comfortable about her kids' return. She says, I have a lot of trust in Dr. Mahoney. That's the principal there. I know schools reopening is a hot controversy, and there are a lot of big opinions and emotions, but those general opinions show a lack of understanding of who these teachers are, how much they love these kids, and how much they will do everything they can. I'm just trusting those people, she said.
Has she ever met a public school teacher?
Oh, I don't think all public. Some of them I think care. The vast majority of public school teachers, are going to say that they love the kids.
Sure.
But the thing is that there's teachers, right? They're not epidemiologists, and the epidemiologists don't know what the hell they're talking about. Frankly, if you look at the numbers of deaths here and the numbers of cases, at least in Florida,
I feel a graph coming. Do you have a graph, Mark?
There's nothing to worry about. I have several pulled up.
Okay, so here we go. Rochester, like other districts, has made various protocol and building modifications to incorporate COVID-19 safety measures. These include spacing out desks at least 3 to 6 feet apart, a mask mandate, cohorting students where possible. I don't know what cohorting that means. What does that mean?
I don't know what it means to this.
And placing 18-inch tall, opaque privacy carrels atop desks to increase student protection against respiratory droplet transmission.
Sounds like we're going to be playing on our phones during class.
More coming up
here. I imagine it's see-through, right?
Opaque. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the UN should reimpose sanctions against Iran, claiming the country is not complying with the 2015 nuclear deal.
It's a snapback, not uncommon. 2 years ago, I withdrew the United States from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, which was a product of the Obama-Biden foreign policy failure. This deal funneled tens of billions of dollars to Iran, $150 billion to be exact, plus $1.8 billion in cash.
Joe Biden's old boss is getting ready to provide a boost to his presidential hopes. Former President Barack Obama is on the lineup for night three of the Democratic National Convention that's being held virtually from Milwaukee. And you're listening to USA Radio News. In financial news, a down day on Wall Street as the Dow fell 85 points to close at 27,692, the NASDAQ losing 64, and the S&P fell 15. The prostitution case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft could unravel after a court ruling regarding some of the evidence in the case. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The 4th District Court of Appeals in West Palm Beach says police violated Kraft's rights and the rights of several other suspects who were secretly videotaped at a day spa in early 2019. The decision bars the use at trial of the video purportedly showing Kraft and other men paying for and engaging in prostitution at the now-closed Jupiter business. The court ruled Kraft's rights were violated under the 4th Amendment to the Constitution, which protects against unreasonable search and seizure. Prosecutors had appealed a similar ruling from a lower court judge. It's unknown whether the case will be heading to the Florida Supreme Court.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
$855-450-FREE. By the way, you guys are missing Mark giving Aria fashion tips.
Dude, I swear, I have to start recording it when we go to commercial. I just
completely unsolicited fashion tips.
No, I said if you want my opinion, we were talking about something.
Yes, this is true. And she did welcome it.
Yeah.
And then
she ridiculed it. Well, I welcome him to give it.
Yeah. So, 855-450-FREE. We looked up the term cohort because we're looking at this list of things that they're doing to keep the children safe at these government schools, at least one of them in Rochester, New Hampshire, where they're spacing out desks 3 to 6 feet apart. There's a mask mandate, and they are, quote, cohorting students where possible. I'm like, well, what does that mean? Cohort sounds like it involves a group of people or two people or whatever. According to the CDC, on a lengthy page about preparing schools for so-called safe return of students, what is cohorting? Cohorting, sometimes called podding, is a new term for a strategy that schools may use to limit contact between students and staff as part of their efforts to limit transmission of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. These strategies work by keeping groups of students and sometimes staff together over the course of a predetermined period of time. Ideally, the students and staff within a cohort will only have physical proximity with others in the same cohort. So therefore, and that's so what this sounds like is they're keeping the groups of students with the same groups of students.
So Canada's social circles have come to the United States.
Basically, that you have a limited number of people with whom you are allowed to interact, and you shall not be interacting with other people outside of that.
You're encouraged to interact with the smaller group of people. They're incentivized. It's structured in such a way.
Is that like how they're encouraging people to wear masks?
It's mandatory, Mark. You're not going to be given another option. This is government school. You're in prison for the day, and you'll do what the warden tells you to.
So out in the hallways, are they staggering? monitoring the students' days?
From what it sounds like, they're keeping the students in the same classroom. So remember, when we went to school, you'd go to different classrooms.
Yeah.
There were, you'd go to the math class, the math teacher's room.
Two minutes to rush to the other side of the school with all your books that you had to carry around because you couldn't stop off at your locker in order to get over to English on the other side.
So now they're saying they may bring the different teacher into the room with the same group of students. So the students would not leave.
Instead, the teachers would?
That's what they're saying.
That doesn't sound any better. I mean, it wasn't the whole point of the class-changing thing because teachers needed specialized materials, like the math teacher needs stuff that the grammar teacher doesn't.
That seems like a good reason for it. So that's just one way. I mean, maybe they're going to modify this in certain ways, but anyway, that's the idea behind the cohorting.
I think from
Can I suggest that kids burn their schools down?
Please don't.
Yeah, it's an improvement.
I'd say that from the standpoint of not spreading diseases, this might be the better way, but again, it's rife with all kinds of problems, and
Number one, it limits your social interaction as a student to only the people who happen to be placed in your cohort,
and
which will likely not be your choosing.
And that's the only reason to go to government school is the social.
That's what they say, right? No, that's a bunch of BS too, because the private schoolers can do their own activities with each other,
or the homeschoolers.
Right. I have homeschooling groups. For
saying instance. That the reason that people want to go to their schools. The schools they go to, most people can't imagine having gone to high school in a different school than the one they went to. They can't imagine that would necessarily be a good thing because I believe it's Stockholm syndrome is what I believe.
So also the 18-inch tall, so foot and a half tall, opaque privacy carrel, which I had to look up exactly what a carrel is. It is.
I call that my sleeping cube.
It's like a foldy thing. So like you remember the
science projects.
Science projects, right? So those were fairly tall, but like imagine an 18-inch tall science project thing that sort of folds on the sides and folds out and sort of it will wrap around the front three sides of your desk, basically.
Why half-ass it? Just put the kids in cubicles. That's what they're getting at.
That's what they're doing here, basically.
So go the full distance. Do it. Stop being cowards. Show the world what you really want to do to people and just start throwing five-year-olds in cubicles.
So they say that these will increase student protection against respiratory droplet transmission. So in addition to being masked, they are now going to be behind the privacy carrels as well.
In addition to being socially distanced.
Yeah, 3 to 6 feet away from any other desks nearby. The district isn't offering its own online instruction taught by Rochester teachers due to contract constraints that limit the number of options either to full in-person instruction or fully remote instruction. So going on here, another mother at this Maple Street school of a third grader said in a phone interview she wishes there were more flexibility for families and school employees. She plans for her children to use the at-home learning rather than return in person because her kids are immunocompromised and medically at high risk. Well, sorry, Ms. Crichton, sorry to disappoint you. The government isn't there to actually make you happy. They aren't there to offer you options that will actually be customizable to you and your family and the things that you need. That's something you would get from a market in education because then you could get exactly what you wanted, and if it wasn't available in the marketplace, you could create it. But right now, that's not going to happen because, well, as you pointed out, Mark, most of these parents are already paying property taxes, and so they're not willing to pay on top of property taxes, an additional amount of money just to send their kids somewhere else or to do their own thing. Quote, fortunately, we are able to work into our schedule to be able to stay at home and educate them. I know a lot of families don't have that option, and my heart goes out to them. She says, I'm disappointed in there not being a remote option from the district, especially for my daughter. She's young and social, and I worry about her doing the at-home learning and only meeting with a teacher once a week to go over that program that they just created this year for those younger grades. Another mom says she believes the options available to parents are, quote, not ideal, unquote. She said she would have preferred a hybrid model that reduced the days masked students stay in school each week because, quote, each kid is different.
School choice would be great in this particular scenario. She could find a school that was offering exactly what she wanted and just send her kid to that school.
Yeah, unfortunately,
school choice usually means we're going to take the tax money from everybody for schools, and then we're going to distribute it to the parents so that they can then choose what school they want. I don't think you mean it that way, but a lot of people think of school choice that way. Do you consider that an upgrade?
I just meant being able to say, hey, this school is doing the thing I want my kid to be doing, so I'm going. Just being able to choose a school. That's what I mean when I say school choice.
Yeah.
The ability to choose a school.
And the ability should include the choice of not paying property taxes in the first place so you can retain 100% of the money that you need to make choices like this. There's really not much else to say. It's just a few more comments from parents about how, you know, they're not happy. They're not happy with any of the options basically being presented to them. But it's not like they're going to do anything differently about it. Voting isn't going to solve this problem because no one running is actually talking about ending government schools.
The one thing that I'm looking for as a parent is I'm looking to be able to keep my tax money so that I can apply it to the school that I want to send my kid to. Hey, politicians. Hey, teachers' unions. Hey, principals. Do you think you can work that out for me?
No.
No.
No, they like
it's things. It's easier to rob you.
Yeah.
Well, they like things just that's how they what are. They, because, and it could be no more clearly displayed than it is right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's because the government is the most successful organized crime syndicate in a given geographic area.
Mm-hmm.
If there was another more successful organized crime syndicate, they would, by definition, be the government.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
Anyway. I mean, that's it. So, you know,
and unfortunately,
like them, but the government's just a gang that flies a flag out in front of their office.
And unfortunately, people are so, they've given up. They don't believe that there's any chance to actually make any significant changes. I called in on the local talk show before they have here in the Keene area, and I've proposed the idea of, you know, making schools voluntary, making it so people can just keep the money that they have and then do what they want with it.
I bet that made them crazy.
And the lady on the other end of the show's like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, but it's not possible.
Why not?
Because they don't believe it's possible. And as long as people don't believe a thing, it will never happen. We have to be able to persuade people to think differently, whether it be about ending government schools or seceding from the United States. And the only way we can get to that point is by talking about it enough and convincing enough people to change their mind and believe that these things are possible. So we've got a long way to go. More coming up.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Hop on in, and you can join us there, and you can talk about anything with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
So, there's not much else to say unless you guys want to weigh in here on going back to these awful government schools, because now they're going to be 10 times worse than they've ever been with the obedience, the lines, the COVID, just restrictions. I feel so bad for these kids with their parents teaching them all the so-called social distancing and how it's good and this is what's going to save our country and save our grandparents and all this fear that's being peddled out there in a way that I've never seen in my lifetime, and it is just so sad.
Some private schools, more people are keeping their kids home for homeschooling than ever before, and parents should look into it. We homeschooled
for a long time.
Jack also went to a thing called a nature school, which was, you know, whatever. It was
for nudists?
It was held outdoors, and they went on walks and stuff like that.
Okay.
That would be a naturalist school.
Ah, okay.
They did math with, like, sticks, you know, whatever. He was quite young. Mm-hmm. But I think that you could do more classwork outdoors or under tents or things like that. If you're concerned with the amount of the virus in the air in a given classroom.
Go ahead, Mark.
Viral load, as they call it. Then being outdoors would handle that particular issue. And I think schools should really actually consider that rather than all these draconian things. Look, I get it. Some people live in places that it's going to get cold.
Yep.
Or hot. I can't imagine having outdoor classes in the middle of August in Louisiana or Mississippi.
Or Florida. They're doing
I've never been to Florida, so.
Well, it's no better.
It's got to be miserable.
Yeah, I mean, being in government school is miserable to begin with, and now it is going to be absolutely terrible.
Go hang outside all day, seven hours.
There'd be a breeze. You know?
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, Waldorf schools say there's no such thing as bad weather.
Let's
only
go
inappropriate clothing.
To your calls. Creighton is on the line in Kentucky. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going today, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Recently, I went on a vacation to Michigan to one of those beach towns on Lake Michigan. And okay. I wanted to call and mention to you guys how encouraged I was while I was there. Of course, you guys have already talked about the numerous orders from the governor of Michigan concerning public interaction and what businesses can do and not do.
Yeah.
But I am here to tell you that, for the most part, they're just hanging signs up and doing whatever they want.
okay.
I think a lot of businesses are doing that all across the country, yes.
That's largely what's happening here in New Hampshire.
But every once in a while,
except for here in Keene,
the state actors will come along and they'll snatch up one of these people to try to make an example of them. They don't apply the rules.
They threatened a business owner here in Keene. The health department came this week and told him no dancing.
No dancing.
You've got to enforce your customers are not allowed to dance.
Was this where I think it was?
It's at the one of the few places that has a dance floor here in town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No dancing.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Jeez, it sounds like Footloose.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Go ahead, Creighton.
Well, the interesting thing is that although the state can generally make a business hang a sign, they can't really enlist them to enforce the law.
That's what they're trying to do right here. Right here in Keene, New Hampshire. They are telling business owners
successful.
I mean,
they are telling business owners, if you do not enforce our rules on your customers, we will fine you.
That's what they do with cigarettes. That's what they do with liquor. They do it all the time.
It turned every employee at these businesses into a government agent.
Yeah.
Where if they don't want to lose their jobs, they have to call the police. They have to call the authorities about the person who entered without a mask and who won't leave. I mean, their job is now on the line. The government successfully turned everyone working out in the private sector into an agent of the state.
And you're right, Mark. They have been doing this with cigarettes and alcohol for our lifetimes, or most of them. And unfortunately, that's probably going to be their argument. Like, when this does go to court, and I'm expecting that it will go to court, they may make that very argument. Well, hey, what's your problem? You've been enforcing cigarette ages. You've been enforcing alcohol ages. Now we're just asking you to enforce another 10 different rules.
There is a particular issue with both of those, though. When particular businesses sign up to be able to sell either one of those controlled substances, they agree to those conditions.
True, true. That, they did ask for the license.
Right,
so
there's no dancing license.
A cabaret license, yeah. They used to actually have that.
Yeah.
They had that in New York City, Mark, back in like 100 years ago in New York City.
I thought they had cabaret licenses here in New Hampshire within the last couple of decades.
Maybe they do, but I've not heard of that. So, yeah, Creighton, anything else you want to share?
Nope, just want to share my experience. Have
Thanks, dude.
Night,
appreciate
guys.
Hearing from you. Let's talk to Hank. He's on the line in Ocala, Florida. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the school thing.
Please.
Support. Free choice, and parents should be allowed to send their kids to school. But your property taxes that you pay individually is very small compared to the amount it costs to educate a child. It's paid for by a lot of people who pay property taxes that do not have, no longer have children in school.
Oh, yes.
Or have no children.
Yeah, so it's totally unfair against those people who don't even have any kids. They're being forced to send other people's kids to school and being forced to pay for an indoctrination lesson that they may not necessarily agree with. So it's totally wrong against the people who don't have kids. And the other thing is, even though you're citing government schools cost a lot of money, and they certainly do, I think per pupil up here in Keene, it's like $20,000 a year is what they spend, which is ridiculous.
Jesus.
It was only like 7 or 8 down in Florida 20 years ago when we were going, you know, when we were living down there. So they paid, they were already paying double when we moved up here, and I don't know if the education's that much better. So, yeah, I think that what you would see happen is if there were no government schools and instead we actually had a free market in education, I think you'd see the yearly cost of education going down over the years, just like you see the cost of computers going down over the years.
Prices would go down with competition increasing.
Exactly. If there was more competition, then you'd see a bunch of different options, and they'd be a variety of prices.
But my whole point was the actual cost to the parent for the kid's education is very little, because the majority of the cost is paid for by the community, whether it's private or public. As we do.
Well, no, generally you don't pay for a private school through taxes, so that doesn't really apply here.
Well, what he's saying is if you did school choice. What he's saying is that currently parents get a better deal, quote unquote.
No, they don't. Government schools suck.
They do suck.
Yeah, government schools blow.
You get what you pay for.
But they are middle class welfare babysitting day prison, so you get that.
If you're paying, go ahead. Hank.
Your property taxes is what you actually pay yourself, and you pay for school, what is divided up for schools, is very small compared to the cost it would cost you to send your
I understand. You've said that probably three times in a row now. But again, if you had a free marketplace where competition was actually in play and you didn't have this one-size-fits-all government indoctrination system, then you would probably see prices of schools coming down dramatically.
And I would go even further and say that if you can't, even if property taxes are eliminated from this entire equation, if the person can't financially support their children, then they shouldn't have them.
Mm.
It's not my responsibility to subsidize your lifestyle because you were irresponsible and can't financially plan.
That's a great point.
So I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how much of it's overwritten met by their property taxes.
Yeah.
None of that matters to me. It's not my responsibility.
And I wouldn't necessarily be against supporting a school that I liked. Like if there was a school out, even though I don't have kids, if there was a school out there actually teaching, you know, principles of freedom or something like that, I wouldn't have a problem giving them a scholarship or whatever.
Or and if you could give your property taxes, if you could choose which school to give the property taxes to. Say there was a prescription that you have to give X percentage of the value of your home to a school in the community, then you'd still have competition.
Yeah. If somebody needs help with the cost of education in the absence of the government system that we don't care for here on Free Talk Live, if somebody needed help, they could just ask for it. They could reach out to charity. They could reach out to people who want to help them get their kids educated. Stop forcing your neighbors to fund the things they may not agree with. And that's what taxes do. There's more coming up. Thanks, Hank.
Maxwell, he was a runaway, the rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
NOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.